From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Time's of the essence when the closing of part of a major interstate slows down commerce and millions of cars and trucks. I-95 in southwestern Connecticut shut after a fiery crash of a gasoline tanker and another truck in a car this morning, damaging a bridge overhead. A crane will lift the damaged bridge out overnight, says Governor Ned Lamont.
If all goes well, and I'll monitor this, we should have two-way commuting back on I-95 as early as Monday morning.
Until then, detours will be a nightmare.
My recommendation is if you can't stay home, take the train, stay away from the cars.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed a bill repealing the state's Civil War-era abortion ban. It's expected to take effect later this year. Nearly 10 million Americans are under a flood watch as over 6 to 8 inches of rain has fallen on southeastern Texas, including Houston and Louisiana. A river is rising. Texas Judge Lena Hidalgo.
Starting now, a mandatory call for evacuation along the east side of the East Fork of the San Jacinto River.
A campus protest update.
At least 200 pro-Palestine protesters arrested early Thursday morning at UCLA, where police in riot gear cleared the growing encampment there, a scene playing out at many colleges around the country.
It was pretty intense.
Isaac Shipp was one of those arrested, and another protester, Ilahe, said to expect more.
We're not done. We're not going to leave this at that. We're not going to let people forget what happened.
Most of the charges, misdemeanors. So far, no felonies on the books. Jason Nathanson, ABC News. Los Angeles.
Former President Trump on his way home from his criminal hush money porn star trial stopped by a firehouse in Midtown Manhattan to pass out pizza to firefighters. Jurors today heard a recording of Mr. Trump discussing with his then lawyer a plan to purchase the silence of a Playboy model who has said that she had an affair with the former president. You're listening to ABC News. Fort Worth, Texas police are investigating a drive-by shooting that left 6 hurt, including 4 children.
The shooting victims range in age from 3 to 19 years old, and Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes is fed up.
It makes me sick to my stomach. You know what, it pisses me off.
Investigators believe the incident in an apartment complex parking lot was isolated, although no one had been arrested by last night.
ABC's Jim Ryan, no word on the conditions of those hospitalized. A warning from the intelligence community about Russia's war on Ukraine.
The U.S. government assesses that Vladimir Putin is ramping up Russia's attacks on Ukraine's infrastructure, aiming to make it harder for the Ukrainians to move troops and supplies. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines told the Senate Armed Services Committee,
"These aggressive tactics are likely to continue, and the war is unlikely to end anytime soon."
Haines says the Russians have given no indication they're prepared to make concessions in any peace talks. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
More than 16,000 pounds of raw ground beef sold at Walmarts in 9 states being recalled because the product may be contaminated with E. coli. Agriculture Department says the meat was processed at a Cargill Meat Solutions, Pennsylvania facility between April 26th and 27th. The rideshare company Lyft is partnering with Levi Strauss, Showtime, and MTV on a new initiative to increase voting rates among community college students called the Community College Commitment. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.